Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we're talking about the everyday experiences that drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about a shift in mindset that I've been working on and that I've been using as my focus, and I think really has driven some positive outcomes in my life. And I want to share that with you, and hopefully you can use it for the same purpose in your life. And that is, instead of asking about all of the things that can go wrong when we make a decision, what if we just assumed that something went right? I mean, if everything can go wrong, then certainly there's a scenario where everything can go right. And it's easy to plan for what if everything goes wrong. Our minds are used to risk avoidance and used to finding out a path and a plan for when bad things happen. But what if things went right? What would you do if you knew that things were going to work out right for you? What would you do if things worked out perfectly? What would you do if things happened the way that you expected them to? How would that change your outlook? How would that change the way that you evaluate your decision making? How would that change what you'd be willing to try if you were willing to ask yourself, instead of what could go wrong, what if everything went right? What if every single thing that you went and tried to do went exactly the way that it needed to have the best possible outcome? Because that certainly can happen. I'm not saying that that's the most likely thing to happen. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen every time, but sometimes it does. Sometimes things just work out exactly the way that we want them to. And using that as a shift in mindset has been so helpful to me in thinking about what can I do? What am I capable of? What steps should I take? Instead of coming up with 1 or 10 or 100 reasons why I shouldn't submit my resume for this job, instead of coming up with 1 or 10 or 100 reasons why I shouldn't try to make this new product that I could sell or try to start this new business, I've started coming up with 1 or 10 or 100 reasons why I should take that step. And instead of coming up with the reasons why I can't make this happen, why can't this happen, I started asking myself, how can I make this happen? How will this happen for me? What needs to take place in order to have this successful outcome? What needs to change for the better in my life? What needs to change in my approach to make this happen? Because it can and it will happen in my life as long as I keep pushing and moving in that direction. Sometimes things just work out. You don't have to have the perfect plan. You don't have to have the perfect scenario. Sometimes things fall into place and work out. And it's easy to forget that that's a possibility. It's easy to forget that that's an outcome that we can achieve in our lives. But it's easy to think that everything's going to go wrong. And why do we have such an easier time convincing ourselves of all of the stuff that's going to go wrong? Like, this is going to fail. This is going to not work out. The market's bad. There's too many people doing this. I'm the last one. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not capable enough. I'm too busy. I have too much stuff going on. People won't understand if I make this decision. We come up with 1,000 reasons very quickly why we can't do something. But what if it just worked out great? What if we change the way that we evaluate things? And certainly you have to look at the risks and things. You can't just be blind to reality, but you also can't be blind to the reality that things can work out perfectly for you. Things can go just the way that you want them to. I was having a discussion with a friend this week, and when we came into each other's lives several years ago, we were in kind of, I'll say, negative places personally. We were working through some stuff. We were trying to find our way. Things weren't working out the way that we wanted to. And now he's buying a vacation home in the mountains, and I'm about to buy another investment property, and I've changed so many things in my life, and I'm independent now. I'm not working for anybody anymore. I'm doing my own thing and I'm pursuing these things. And I have a child on the way. And there's so many things that have changed for the better in our lives. And if you'd have asked us 5 years ago or 7 years ago where we thought we would be at this point, we certainly wouldn't have come up with, we'd be in these amazing places with everything that we wanted and dreamed about coming true. We would have come up with something more negative than that. We would have come up with, oh, well, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get a promotion. Or maybe if I'm lucky, I'll still be working at this job where I make a decent living. And instead, things have changed dramatically where we're in a place for both of us that is beyond what we would have been able to imagine. And it all happened because of decisions that we've made over the last years and steps that we've taken that sometimes were hard, really challenging, difficult, tough steps to take. But we took them and we took those small steps, and then a small step led to another small step, and those small steps stacked and became long distances. And now we're in a place that would have seemed impossible. But now I can use that experience. I can use that backgrounds to say, maybe things can work out for me the way that I want them to. Maybe things can move in a positive direction in my life, and I don't have to always plan for the worst. Maybe I don't have to plan for how I can go out drinking every night and just to be able to take away the discomfort and the frustration that I have with my life as it stands. Maybe I can make a plan where I can say, you know what, I don't need to do that. Things aren't always going to be this way. Things are going to be better at some point in the future. And I can dream and I can have a vision for myself that looks outside of what seems like it could ever be possible, because I've seen it happen over and over and over again in my life and in other people's lives as they make decisions to change and improve what's going on in their life and take steps to try and overcome addictions and take steps to try and overcome bad habits and bad behaviors and laziness and fatigue and all of the things that prevent us from getting to where we want to be. And it's easier to make those decisions, to do the work and put in the time and effort if we believe that we can actually achieve the outcome that we're looking for. If we can change our mindset to the point where we say, what if everything worked out great? What steps would I take then? Because that can happen. It may not happen every time, but sometimes it will. And it will happen exactly as often, or maybe even more often than what if everything went wrong. But it's easy to focus on what if everything went wrong, because that's a risk avoidant behavior. That's something that's natural in our lives. And we can overcome that mindset, that mentality, to say, what if everything went right? And that is what I'll encourage you to do this week. That is what I'll encourage you to do in your life, is take that time and ask yourself, what if everything went right? If I made this decision, what would I do then? And start using that as a possible outcome. Start thinking about what if the things went right instead of what if the things went wrong, and watch how much your life can change in a short period of time. That's all I got for this week. I'm excited to talk to you again soon. I hope you have a great week and you realize what is possible in your life as long as you do the work and take the steps that you need to take. Have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.